The Newport News Park offers 8,000 acres of hiking, biking, picnic shelters, paddle boats, canoeing, and archery, as well as golfing and year-round camping. It's one of 30 parks in Newport News. The forest and waters of Newport News Park provide a tranquil setting for visitors. However, in April of 1862, it was anything but peaceful, as Union and Confederate soldiers met in battle.
You are facing Battle Dam No. 1, a site buried beneath the waters of the Newport News Reservoir. But it wasn't really that long ago when two great armies fought here. Union General McClellan's hope to march up the peninsula and into the Confederate capital of Richmond was dashed at the Battle of Seven Pines, an area close to today's Richmond Airport. Yet the line of defense here at Battle Dam No. 1 was one of only three the Confederates designed to slow McClellan's progress. Each gray line of soldiers stretched across the peninsula from the James River on your left to the York River on your right. The first line was 8 miles behind you, starting at a place called Young's Mill, which you'll visit later. It was never intended to do more than slow down the overwhelming mass of Union soldiers. But the second line, the one in front of you, was considered to be the most important. Eventually, it was abandoned, with the Confederates pulling back to their third line of defense at Williamsburg. And even that line had to be abandoned, as McClellan's well-provisioned and vast army continued its fated march to Richmond.
My name is Anne Garrow. My husband and I lived in a home over there, at least until a day before the two great armies moved into this area. I returned to find it burnt to the ground. In my haste, the only items I salvaged were the silverware we'd inherited and a picture of my late husband. He died from wounds received in the Peninsula Campaign on the other side of this reservoir. At the time, this was the Warwick River, and across it was the Confederate Army. Though outnumbered 10-1, their general, Prince John Magruder, knew a great deal about theatrics. A rascal and a natural actor, he marched his troops in succinct patterns all along the thin gray line, which made the Union general believe the Confederate force was as large, if not larger, than his own. The boys in gray also dammed the river to create a trap for any Yankees who dared to cross. Our own ironclad warship lay in wait at the mouth of the James River, prohibiting any Union ships from sailing upriver to overpower the Confederate defenses. This forced McClellan's hand, making him march through the entire peninsula and right into our boys in gray, hidden behind defensive works. And though this brought Richmond precious time to reinforce the city, this land, my land, would be the final resting place for soldiers from both sides of this conflict. I lost my husband on his own property, and I cannot imagine a mother or a wife from the North not knowing that her precious son or husband lay amid the destruction and the burning embers of our home. How I wish the war had ended here, at this place. But it was destined to last 3 more years, and the peninsula would never be the same in my lifetime.